Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
A Christian pro-family advocate was recently arrested in Canada. We're going to be talking about this shocking story about what's happening in that country and could it be coming to America. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this particular event. Matt, this is really startling. Peter LaBarbera went to Canada to speak regarding issues pertaining to pro-life and human sexuality. And he was originally detained at the border, and he ultimately was able to get into Canada. And then when he was speaking on a public campus, he was arrested, and he has been detained and has to face a hearing. This is unbelievable. Tell us a little bit about some of the details of the story.
Yeah, this is Peter LaBarbera is president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. It's an organization that sole purpose is to counteract the propagandist LGBT activist agenda and all the pressure groups that agenda represents. Peter was invited to speak at a pro-life conference in Regina, Saskatchewan, to detail the connections, the very clear connections between the radical pro-abortion lobby and the radical pro-homosexual lobby. They're one and the same, all kind of under this umbrella of a culture of death. And Peter LaBarbera was bringing evidence to speak and tie those two things together. Well, they're an ad hoc group that was made up called Tolerance Free Wyburn, just as a married couple and a group of people. Ironically, they said, we are tolerant, we embrace inclusivity, so we don't want Peter LaBarbera allowed to come here and speak, keep him out of Canada. So there's the irony.
So they actually gathered petitions for that.
Petitions, and they
and
lobbied.
So when Peter was coming in from the
United immigration.
States, they lobbied immigration. Apparently, they learned about this on Peter LaBarbera's website or some way. And they lobbied immigration. They sent these petitions. And then so he was literally detained when he's going through
for hours
the customs through the entry into Canada. He's detained for hours of being suspected of being a hate monger because of his positions on homosexuality.
Yeah, and the order was chilling. Now get this. They have him stand in this room with this 1984 agent at the desk, and he literally is forced to stand there for hours while they go through all of the materials in his laptop, in his iPhone. They subject him to a detailed search of all of the materials on him. At one point, they even asked him. They said, "Hey, what is this swastika that you have? You have a picture of a swastika here. What's this?" And Peter says, "Oh yeah, well that was actually at an anti-Christian rally, pro-homosexual activist rally that some of the people there had." So that kind of backfired on him. But they were going to charge him with hate speech.
So
the
swastika he had there was an illustration of what was at an anti-Christian rally.
Exactly, yeah. a pro-homosexual
LGBT
rally. So that one kind of backfired on him.
Yeah.
Anyway, he ultimately had a hearing, and they were gracious enough to go ahead and let him come into Canada because they said the charges of hate and spreading hate propaganda is the terminology, that the charges were unfounded. Well, he goes. He has a great speaking engagement, although it was protested, and they still tried to shut it down, but everything went well. The next day, he went in to preach the gospel and talk about pro-life issues, and again, the connection at the University of Regina, I believe it's called. It's a small university there. Public property. They allow speakers there all the time, but he and his Canadian host, Bill Whatcott, a pro-family activist there in Canada, they were subsequently arrested. Pete was held detained overnight, a hearing, and so forth, and the final resolution of that remains to be determined.
Yeah, but no doubt they'll deport him out of the country. And the question is whether he'll even be allowed to go back into Canada.
Well, he's been charged now with they couldn't charge him with trespassing. They tried that
because
at first.
Because it's a public property
right.
of a
so
public
So they just
university.
Trumped up a charge called mischief and charged him with that because they didn't like the content of his speech. That's in Canada, but it's coming to America, Matt. We need to understand here that we're usually about 4, 5, 6 years out of what – so what we see happening there, we already see happening here with Brendan Eich, the CEO of Mozilla. Drummed out because 6 years ago he gave $1,000 privately, personally, to the Prop 8 campaign. There's now a Slate magazine, there's a homosexual activist calling for all the list of all the donors to Prop 8, for all of them to be gone after with the long knives, to be drummed out of their places of employment, to be pushed to the fringes. So this homofascism that we've been talking about for years, Matt, is reaching a boil. We see it in Canada. We're seeing it here in the United States. They are trying to criminalize Christianity.
Well, in fact, what we also see is this, we've seen people in Canada that have been charged for hate speech because of quoting scriptures or because of speaking with regards to homosexuality, quoting scriptures with regards to homosexuality. They've been charged with that. They've been fined with regards to that. We see a private school in Canada where some people have tried to get the accreditation removed from that school because of its position on homosexuality. It believes in a biblical sexuality, the union of a man and a woman as husband and wife, and they're trying to get the accreditation pulled from that particular school because of its position on that. And so we see Peter LaBarbera, who is an individual who's law-abiding, and he's in Canada, and now he gets detained at the border. And then he ultimately gets arrested for speaking out on a public campus. You know, we have said before, and we've said this early on, all these different things that happen in Europe and Canada that they're coming here. They're already here. These things are happening. So we're seeing more and more of that. We see even, for example, unfortunately, Dan Cathy with Chick-fil-A backing down and being apologetic, essentially, for even speaking out on God's created natural design of marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking to see Dan Cathy make such a bold stand for in defense of true, legitimate marriage, to take the kind of assault that he did, to see hundreds of thousands, millions of Christians around the country rally to his support, and then to see him snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, you know.
I don't know if those listening watched the Governor Mike Huckabee show recently, but Governor Mike Huckabee, as you know, was one of the big, strong supporters of Chick-fil-A, and he actually created a Facebook when ultimately this thing broke to have the Chick-fil-A Day that was very successful in 2012. Well, he ultimately then asked Chick-fil-A to come back on his program when they did a 180, essentially, and they didn't. And so he came out and criticize them, as he should. And this is what's happening. You can't just simply be intimidated and bullied, and that's what's happening. The LGBT, the homosexual agenda movement, is attempting to bully and intimidate and silence anyone who holds moral and biblical values regarding human sexuality.
Yeah. And we think about what I said a moment ago, that the homosexual activists are now so emboldened that there are a number of them literally calling for the list of donors to Prop 8 to be used to sweep the country. And the word purge is what was used to purge the bigots. This Slate magazine article that published right on the front, you know, page of Slate, purge the bigots from all places of employment. So when we say that they want Christians completely marginalized to the fringes where they can't even feed their families, this isn't us saying this. This is them saying this. These are chilling, chilling times.
Well, we said before that this is an issue that you may be unpleasant to talk about. Obviously it is, but it's an issue that you cannot escape. It's an issue that's coming to every single one of us. And I think at some point, the radical homosexual agenda will literally overplay its hand. And they've had their bullying tactics and their bullying way. But the more they bully like this, I think the more people, yeah, there are going to be some people that'll just succumb to the bullying. But there's others that are going to say, this is absolutely un-American, it's unpatriotic, it's un-Christian, and it is contrary to our natural rights as individuals created in the image of God to be silenced and bullied over something that is part of God's natural created order. I think that that pushback is coming because of this aggressive agenda. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website for information on this and other topics. You can go to lc.org or libertycounsel.com. Libertycounsel.com has petitions on this and other topics that you can sign up for and be a part of the solution rather than part of the complaining problem. So go to libertycounsel.com and join with this ministry. You can also order some of our resources. Dr. Judith Reisman's book, Sexual Sabotage, Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, Rena Linda Valtzen's book, Only One Mommy, my book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. For more information, visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.